All right, welcome to your next step in level one of Sexy Money Moguls, the Priestess Cycle. And this is all about sexy business planning. And it might seem crazy or kind of, again, this is where it might feel dull, but I find that if I don't begin each year, each quarter, each thing that I'm doing with my calendar, things fall off track. So what I like to do is imagine, again, we're going to use that Vogue metaphor. Can you tell that I'm obsessed with Anna Wintour a little bit? What I did when I first started was there's this concept of an editorial calendar, and it's typically used for bloggers, but it can translate to most businesses, especially in this day and age, because everything you do is going to be online as well. And so having an editorial calendar lets you know what your business publishing schedule for content and for programs and for products is. And calling it an editorial calendar makes you feel really sexy, like you're a high-powered magazine editor. So what goes into an editorial calendar? So essentially, it's you pull out a calendar, and most of you should have a giant wall calendar like the one I use in my office that I mail to you for your ritual, your planning kit. If you don't have it yet, or I know some of you might not be in the U.S. right now. So if you don't have the at-a-glance calendar, you can also just use your Google Calendar on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer. When you pull up the calendar, the first thing you're going to do is pull out any significant or important dates over the course of the next 6 months. And you could really be diligent and do it over the course of the next 12 months. I'm going to suggest actually the next 12 months just because that's how long we're going to be together. And this is, for example, the significant days I'm talking about are holidays, birthdays, full moons, eclipses, new moons, anything that Mercury retrograde, anything that you find significant. And then so write those dates down and block them off. This is what I do every year to plan my calendar. I go through and I block off my birthday. I block off any vacations that I'm going to take where I know I don't want to work. I block off Mercury retrograde periods because I find that it's hard to launch during those periods. They're really great for planning and dotting your I's, crossing your T's, but like communicating during those times sometimes feels like you're talking through a molasses. It's like moving through molasses to get anything done. So whatever it is important to you is, and remember, you're not an employee and you're not a slave driver. So give yourself the space in the room for your time off. Okay. So then you have those blocked off. Now let's list any important business goals that we want to accomplish over the next 6 to 12 months. If your desire is to publish an ebook or a regular book, write that down. If you want to start a web seminar, if you want to host a sale, do a website launch, write those dates down. And if it's going to be a big launch, like a book or a website, what I'm going to suggest is you pick a date after May, because that's the time where I think would be the best for the group. So if you, between June and December, if everybody picks a 2-week period between June and December where they want to launch and we don't overlap with each other, we can all support each other's launches with ease and like help get each other's names on a lot of people's lips. So with that said, go ahead and kind of pick a time where you think would work for you and then post it in the Facebook page, and then I'll organize the dates on a group Google Calendar so that we can make sure that nobody's overlapping. Got it? Okay. Then we want to get clear about, so now that you have your dates for like your important business goals, we now have a rough outline of your editorial calendar. And this is, so then the next step is, you know when your holidays are, you know when your breaks are, you know when your important launches are. Now we can fill the editorial calendar with like publishing dates for content, for workshops, for promotional events that build up to these larger events. And we'll talk more about that for sure and probably level 3 at this point. But for now, I just want to get clear about what it is. So what are some important business goals and dates for each person in the group so that we can start to plan accordingly? And I also want to take some time to talk a little bit about how launches work. And you might think, why do I have to know about launches? I want to start making money now. Here is the thing. I will absolutely, as extra credit for this level, I'm going to give you some guidelines for how to make money immediately. But what I want you to know is that launches, if you package everything that you do in a launch, it saves you time and energy from constantly having to market. So the way launches work is you set a start date for your program or your product or your website or whatever it is you're launching at least 10 weeks out. So for example, if I was sitting down and planning a launch right now, I wouldn't even be thinking for it to go public until March or April of next year. Then you want to create a title, the pricing, and the packaging if there is any. Like for example, if you're doing a website launch, you might not necessarily have to do the title or the pricing or the packaging. You want to set a date for a preview of the program or the product or the package. And these previews usually are about 5 weeks before the launch actually starts. So for example, I'm going to use the book launch as an example, or the website launch as an example, 5 weeks before your website is going live. So let's say your website is going live April 1st. Let's say March 1st, you start a blog series about whatever it is the topic your website's going to talk about or your book's going to talk about, and just give people free content for free. Free is the key word here, so that people get a feel for who you are and how they can trust you. Other preview events that you can do are webinars, live events, workshops, video series, how-to videos, tutorials. There's so many different things you can do and give away for free. And again, we'll talk more about that on another level. Once you have an idea of what your preview is going to be, and again, we're going to use the example. Let's say you're going to do a free blog series. Let's say the blog series is, I'm going to use one of my clients as an example. So she is a mentor for parents going through the process of petitioning the state for private funds so that they can send their special needs children to a private school. So her blog series would be how to petition the state to get your child the best education possible. And then from there, she's going to contact possible affiliate partners and ask if they can help her promote that free preview for blogs. So the beauty of this program is you guys already have 6 built-in affiliate partners that can promote for you, but I'm sure you also have a list of contacts in your day-to-day life who could also get the word out for you. And we'll circle back to that now. I'm just giving you an overview of how launches work. Then from there, you want to write the opt-in page for the preview. So this is the beauty where you collect people's emails. So people are like your friends, your family, your colleagues are sending people to what is called a landing page or an opt-in page. And you really want to sell this page. Like you give them the juicy stuff that they're going to get and how it's going to benefit from them. They give you your email, and then boom, they're opted in to your preview event. And then if you're selling a program or a product, then you also want to have an opt-in page or a landing page for that as well. It's basically a sales page that lives online that sells your program, your product, or your package. You want to write an affiliate packet for the people who are going to help promote for you. It's always best to tell people what to say, because if you ask them to come up with it on their own, they're not going to do it. So what I do in my business is I will send a couple of emails already pre-written that my affiliates can send out for me. And then also I'll do a couple of different social media tags and posters that people can send as well. The next thing you want to do is, this is if you have a list, is that you want to write 3 promotional emails to your own list where you're inviting them to register for your preview event. And again, these are all the emails that you need to write if you have your own list. And then, of course, you want to have autoresponders for once people register for your through your opt-in page, thanking them for registering and giving them details about the event. And then also you want to do reminders to people about the event. Again, I'm giving you an overview because I know that this might be a little bit daunting. But essentially is you're building up word and excitement for your preview event. And then when people come to your preview event, that's where they get onto your email list. And then now you're able to communicate with them like directly, and you can invite them to get more free stuff from you. You can start building community, or you can start selling your programs, your products, or packages to them. So again, that's a little bit of a preview of using launches to sell your products or fill your programs. And a couple things I want to say about selling is that it's a numbers game. Of the people who look at your preview call event opt-in page, only 20 to 30% of those people will register, depending on the audience. And then of those people who register, only 10 to 30% of those people will actually attend your event, check out your blog. And then of the 10 to 30% who attend your event or check out your blog, only 10 to 20% of those people will actually become your customer. That might sound daunting to start with, but for me, it's actually comforting because I know what targets and numbers I need to hit. I know if I'm going to be successful from something from the jump, because I can tell if 100 people sign up for my free opt-in, then I know of those 100 people, only 30 people are actually going to show up for the free opt-in. And of those 30 people, I'll probably only be able to sell to 10 of them, if that makes sense. So that's it for basic business planning, sexy business planning. I want you to just keep it this let's do launches and this launch mentality in mind, because I really think it's the best way to run a business. Like, I do 2 launches a year. It gets me like super maximum exposure, and then it allows me to capitalize on that exposure for the rest of the year getting clients. And what happens is I'm an introvert, so it also gives me a chance to recharge. So when you start to do your marketing schedule on a launch schedule and you have an editorial calendar, that's what you do. So you go hard during your launches, and I'll teach you how to go hard in a sexy way. And then in between launches, you can do that filler stuff like, you know, doing blog posts and videos just to get to know your audience and building community. So that's it for sexy business planning. And that's the last step for this level. Join me for the next video if you're game, where I'll give you a little extra credit for what to look forward to. But I've given you plenty already. And just remember, once you complete the steps, go ahead and post it on the Facebook page. Use your checklist to keep track. And everybody who completes each level gets Alex and Ani charm bracelet of your choice. So I will talk to you soon.